Hey, good morning, WIXX.
How are you, buddy?
Doing great.
Okay, so I got a question right away. So when Devontae Adams did the runoff, did he actually come back? Or did he get to go right into the locker room?
Because, you know, overtime games are always a little different when you know, you finish because, you know, one side usually just gets off the field. Because even, the handshake is kind of quick and so forth. But I'll just say this, but I went pretty much straight to the locker room because when I got into the locker room, there's a lot of guys in there already.
Yeah.
So I would say he just ran off, and I think a few guys followed him, and they just stayed in.
Oh, my gosh, that makes it even more badass. Like, that's like he didn't even come back. Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it's we have a highlight film every Saturday night, after a victory, and it's something our players really look forward to. And, our video director, Chris Kirby, does an incredible job with it. I was, in there in his office yesterday, and he was just kind of sorting through some things. And, you get all the different angles of the big plays and so forth. It's the ground level shot of it. It's pretty cool.
Aaron was very involved at the end of that game. A lot of coaches probably would have a problem with that. You, I assume, enjoy that part of Aaron Rodgers a little bit, huh?
Very involved. I'm sure you stumbled so damn much in your question. I'm not even sure what you're asking.
Stumbled. I couldn't.
Wait, what did you get?
I couldn't say it any clearer. My God.
Wait a minute. I've seen you do Burger King commercials 20 times clearer than that, and they're like 3 minutes long.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers into the game really big at the end.
Okay.
You appreciate that as a coach, do you not?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. I think the communication network of, Alex Van Pelt and Luke Getsy, and then we got Edgar Bennett, up top. I mean, that's what, particularly key moments in a game. Now, there's sometimes it's like anything, you get a little bit too much information, but it's, at the end of the day, you got to filter that and make sure Brett's getting the information that he needs on a headset. But, yeah, I think that's a reflection of good communication and really probably the passion in the moment, too, to get things done. But, yeah, it's I definitely appreciate that from Aaron. I mean, I like it better when he's on the other side of it, but that'll be this week. Obviously has a great mind for football. These are all assets and resources that you should use to get things done. Because at the end of the day, coaching, you got to make sure you're giving the players the information that they need to be successful.
Yep. Has there been a definite uptick in the pace in practice this week now that he's back?
Great. You must have some inside information.
Possibly. Possibly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got a Uri in our operation here, huh? No, practice was, we start off with we call it a unit drill, no huddle emphasis and 2-minute emphasis and, a number of different situations go through it. And you have a really good day when you're cranking, you're done about a minute or two in the first drill. Because there's a lot of teaching involved in it. We completed the offense completed their part of it like 5 minutes early. So the urgency and the tempo and the energy was definitely apparent yesterday. And that's really a reflection, too, of this time of year. I mean, everybody's dialed in. The energy's tight and focused. And we practiced I was very pleased with the practice yesterday.
Cleveland, pretty good defense, kind of underrated a little bit. They were a challenge. But Carolina is like the fifth-ranked defense. They're having a good season as well, aren't they?
Definitely. They're not only just good defense, but they're a veteran defense. You could see, just going back and looking at the video last time we played them. You got a number of guys. These guys have been playing a lot of football together, too, and you could see it. Just the way they fit things together, their instincts, and the way they communicate. So this will be one of the bigger challenges for our offense.
Now, Julius Peppers is there, of course, played with us for the last couple of years. Can he be of help to them when they're game planning against you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Julius is a very cerebral player. He's seen it all, very instinctive, as far as checking things at the line and being in tune with your mannerisms and, tendencies. So that's something that we're aware of in the preparation process and definitely need to carry that to Sunday. And he's playing at a very high level. He's having another great year.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, fresh snow, did you hop on your machinery and clear some a little bit, or?
I did not, Murph. I didn't have the time.
Man.
I probably wasn't at work as early as you. But what time do you get to work?
4 a.m.
Okay, yeah. You're about an hour ahead of me. So
yeah.
I needed sleep. I needed a little. So I needed some sleep.
What time do you get home at night?
Well, it depends on what's going on at work. I would say, every day kind of has its, like a Monday, you're usually home by 9, and then Tuesday's a little later.
Oh, my gosh. So 9 p.m.?
Yes.
Oh, then, oh, see?
Yeah, there's a lot of hours going to coaching. Yes. It's, it's just a process and procedure how we always do things because, our job is to make sure it's, clean and clear to the players and try to keep it simple, too, because when your team's thinking too much, we probably didn't do a good enough job of filtering out the excess information.
See, I got to pull the Nick out, the butt kissing. That's the side of you that people don't see. Like, they don't get that you're in there for, 18 hours a day.
No doubt. No doubt. We got an incredible coaching staff, committed. And, we've been together, a lot of us, quite some time, too. So our operation is, really gives us the opportunity to have a very high workload capacity. So, I'm very proud of the way our guys grinded and the way we present it to our players because, our system of preparation has been a real strength of ours.
On another cool note, they announced this week Mark Tauscher and Ryan Longwell going into the Packers Hall of Fame. A couple of very deserving guys going to get that honor.
Definitely. Having an opportunity to be a part of Mark's career, very proud of him. I think he's homegrown, and when I think of him, just so consistent. He was a guy that was same guy every day at practice. Same guy in the meetings, and played at such a consistent level too. So If you look at his string of number of games played, was 132 or something. His availability is the number one statistic in a professional athlete's career, and Mark was there each and every day. So. And obviously, Ryan did some really good things during his time here, too. So, just very, very happy for those guys.
And hands down, Tauscher has the best Lambeau leap. Were you
here
for that one?
He has the best Lambeau leap, but he has the most. His strategy was clearly ever.
The lowest part of the wall.
And I love the play by play description that he gives. About the strategy and how, it's classic. That is a classic.
Then it got taken back. Yeah. That's the best part.
That's one of the great moments in Lambeau Field history.
That is. That's why, hands down, my favorite moment in Lambeau Field.
And then I never seen somebody so just sad when they raised the wall, when they did the wall and took away the low part.
That was heartbreaking, yeah.
I think he lost his, desire to score after
that. Right. Hey, Coach, have a great day, great weekend. Get us a win, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, you too. God bless, Katie. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.